News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Germany has decided to ban phoning in sick to help decrease the amount of employees who are taking days off at the last minute. HR consultant Mary Connacan's with us. Morning, Mary.
Morning, Jonathan.
So what are they changing exactly, and why has this become a problem amongst the very reliable German workforce?
So this seems to have become a problem because they have very high levels of sick leave. Now, they have a very good sick pay schemes in Germany where every employer has to pay for 6 weeks leave. So the cost of it does add up, but they and France have some of the highest rates of sick leave in Europe, with over 15 days per person per year. And what they're trying to do is to reduce the number of people claiming sick leave when they're not actually sick. So in Germany at the moment, although the government says you have to get a sick cert after you've been sick for 4 days, though many employers do look for it earlier. Now, in Ireland, most people would be covered by a company sick pay scheme. And normally you don't need a certificate for the first 2 days under company sick pay scheme. And then you have to have one if you're going to be out for longer than 2 days.
So what are the Germans proposing now? You have to get a sick cert from the doctor on day one, do you?
Yeah, but you actually have to physically go to the doctor. And we know from a health perspective, that's not very appropriate, but also it's quite an inconvenience. I think, too, you have to remember the context of much of the workforce now is remote working. So the person might not be due into the workplace in any case, and then they might just be phoning in and saying they're off. So sometimes employers can be a bit, you know, concerned under from that perspective. But what Germany are saying is now you have to get a doctor. You will have to get a certificate from the first day that you were ill. Now, this at the moment is just a proposal by the government. It hasn't yet come into force. And there's already people saying it's just not really practical.
Well, I really hope that they have a better primary care sector than we have in Ireland. It's very hard to get to see a GP here. So I would imagine that should something similar happen in Ireland, it's going to be very, very difficult to get your hands on a certificate. I mean, GPs are busy enough as it is without dealing with a questionable illness from people not going to work.
Exactly. So our system would struggle with it. Now, we know that many people in the workforce could have health insurance, and that means they probably have free access to a GP. Now, here, if you're on statutory sick pay, that means you don't have a company sick pay scheme, but your employer still is legally required to pay a sick pay of up to €110 a day. And then you do need a certificate from day one. But that means that employees also have a very specific cost that they have to incur to get the doctor cert, as well as the inconvenience of it. So people under the statutory sick pay here are required to get a certificate in person. And also, if someone has been out for over a week and they claim illness benefit, then you are required to actually attend a doctor to actually get the certificate. But that doesn't have to be necessarily on the first day of illness. But to get that benefit, you do need to attend a doctor. So we have a complex array of systems here. So it varies in terms of people needing to see a doctor.
The Germans want to universalise it by the sounds of it, because there are those taking the you-know-what. Mary Connacan, HR consultant, thank you very much for that. It might bring an end to the well-practised sick voice that a lot of people in are. I'm very sick this morning. I can't come in. You know the second you hear it that it's been put on, but you can't do anything about it because of the nature it is. Have you a good sick voice? Let us know. 087 1400 106. You can even send us a voice note. We'll trust you.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.